All right, I'm going to try to record something on my MP3 player. I think I've done this before back in the past. I don't know. I've had so many different MP3 players. So I'm sure the quality won't be very good, but hopefully this will kind of work. It's a Friday night. It's real late, like 1 in the morning or something. So I'm drinking and such. And so it's spring now. It's starting to become summer. And I think this is my last summer in Toronto. I've been here 4 years, which is longer than I've been anywhere since I left my hometown. But my roommate's moving out, and I think it's time to move on. I'm kind of anxious to go right away. Like, it's good to move places in the summer when it's nice, but can't quite yet. Still sorting out things with the apartment, finishing things out. So another summer in Toronto, which, I mean, that's not a bad thing. I like all the people here in Toronto. We were just talking tonight at the bar about Toronto versus Vancouver. And, you know, of course, people from Toronto, they think Toronto's the best, but it ain't. Vancouver is the best. But the people in Toronto I like more. I mean, if the people in Toronto could move to Vancouver, where the weather is good and stuff. Oh, shit. Why am I even doing this? It's so windy. It's just gonna sound like shit. Alright, well, I should, you know, I don't know. Point is, things are wrapping up, and I always try to, like, put a bow on it, or, like, I don't know, just, I guess human beings were used to stories and stuff, so I'm like, what was this about? What was the story of this? What did I learn? What was the point? I do not know. What is the point of going somewhere else? I also don't know. Anyway, I'll just play some songs, I guess. So the band The Neighborhood, they had that song Sweater Weather, I guess last summer was a big hit. Anyway, their album's pretty good. I kept it on my MP3 player. I don't mind it. I don't know the name of the song, but track 3 on their album is real good. So let's listen to that. See if I can organize my brain a little bit. Maybe not. Maybe it doesn't fucking matter. Maybe who cares. Here's some song by The Neighborhood.
Everything.
Alright, I guess that could be worse. Quality's not the best, but maybe I'm just holding it too close to my face. I don't know. So it's springtime, and I've noticed that every spring, I think because Toronto is a little bit like New York, not a lot, but just a tiny bit, like the closest Canada can get. You know, it's still a lot of buildings, pretty dense population, really humid in the summer, just reminds me of New York. And I've definitely got two sort of distinct modes of nostalgia. There's Vancouver and New York, basically. I don't really... Sometimes my hometown, but not very much. And whenever I think of New York, it really is just I knew a lot of people in New York, but... I don't know, we just... That stuff didn't stick with me, you know? Whereas with Ian, I feel like... He was the kind of person I really could have gotten along with. But it's just that I didn't know enough about myself. What the fuck is that noise? What is that? God, I hate random noises. I fucking hate it. I went to see a movie the other day, and it was a mostly empty theater. And this couple would not stop talking through the whole thing. And it was clear it was just a chick. Just this chick bullshit where they fucking just want to monopolize the situation and just get attention. So she just kept finding reasons to talk to her boyfriend and asking all these fucking dumb questions about the movie. The movie wasn't that complicated. Oh, it made me so mad. It just like ruined the whole movie. But it kind of ties in. It's like that kind of relationship. I just can't stand that. I can't stand it. When women act like kids, like when they act like the subservient person, when they're just like, oh, here's my guy, here's my dude, and I'm just like in a, like a cover of a fantasy novel. Like, here I am splayed at his feet. Oh, I'm just here to serve my man. It disgusts me. It's the worst. I hate when people are like that. And I think that's where... Theoretically, me and Ian really could have got along well. She is the exact type of woman that is how I think women should be. Like, just really self-assured and confident and just knows what she wants and isn't gonna change her mind for some fucking guy, you know? I respect that so much more. But I couldn't make it work, I think, just because I just didn't know myself well enough. I didn't know my place in a relationship, and I didn't know what it... I don't know, it's just like, I always just want people to know what imaginary lines not to step over, but I didn't know them well enough myself to be able to, you know, explain them, or to make it clear, like, here's how my personality works, here's what I need from you. So people just step, you know, things just get worse and worse, without the other person really knowing how bad it's getting until I just can't do it anymore and that's the end of it. And it's a shame, especially when it's springtime and I think back to that. And I'm like, that was kind of cool, man. That could have been all right. But don't quite know where to go with that information. I guess just try to take it on board for the future and see what happens, but... Can't really go back to New York. I mean, I don't know anybody there anymore. Can't just go back to see her. That's too loaded. That's too weird. But it is, crosses my mind a lot. And, just happen to have I don't have much of Ian's music on this MP3 player right now, but I do have these guys, the Midnight Juggernauts. They're from Australia. And I remember this one time we were going to work. I mean, she was going to work. I didn't have a job. So it was real early in the morning. We were on the subway, leaving Brooklyn, going into Manhattan. And it's just like a tough morning. I'm just like, oh, like tough for me. I'm not the one who has to go to work. I was just going to go back to Queens and go to bed. But she could see how sluggish I was. And she was like, here, put this in. And she took her MP3 player and put like one earphone into my ear and one into hers. And played this song, Road to Recovery, by... the Midnight Juggernauts, and did like this dance routine to it. She was like a super good dancer just on the subway, and man, that just burned into my brain. I was back on that subway like a lot of times, a surprising amount of times. I ended up back in her neighborhood before I ever kind of got back in touch with her, before I felt like I could drop her a line. And I just always thought of that. Like, that is, I don't have a great memory, but I have those moments, those just flashes, you know, of the camera, just psh, psh. And that was one of them. So let's listen to that, Road to Recovery by the Midnight Juggernauts. We'll be right back. This whole episode is just like fighting with the recorder, just trying to find the right way to record so it doesn't sound like shit. Alright, from there, let's just go to some all-purpose nostalgia. That's not really about anything in particular. I ran across this song the other day and I'd totally forgotten about it. Like, I love when you hear a song that you totally forgot about that's from two or three decades back. I guess this is 4 decades back at this point. Is it? No, it's 3 decades back. It's this band called The Spoons that are Canadian. And they had this one hit called Romantic Traffic that, I don't know, maybe you don't know it if you're from America, but if you're Canadian, you've fucking heard this song. It deserved to have made it across the border, man. This is like such a quintessential 80s song, a classic. And the video is awesome. It takes place in the Toronto subway back in the early 80s, but also just the 80s hair and the 80s style. I'm usually not very nostalgic for that time. To me, the 90s was the time that I miss. I even feel like that kind of tied into what I like about girls, you know? You just wear jeans and a t-shirt, normal shoes, you know? And you don't buy in so much to... I've noticed that is anyone who is like dead set on their gender assignment, like, it just bugs me. If you're just a girly girl or a manly man, I just can't get along with you. I just don't understand that. But at the same time, if you're just like super gay or a crazy lesbian, it's the same thing. If you're just like so far just polarized in any one of those directions, it's just like, man, it's like tiresome. It's like, will you fucking calm down? Like, the spectrum of human life is so much more than that. I mean, I feel like the older I get, the more I realize people are just slaves to their biology. Just the way you are day to day, the types of chemicals that are pumping through your body is how you're going to be. So, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's pointless to fight it. Maybe it's silly, but if you are that type of person, like, dude, I can't deal with that. Like, Jesus. Anyway, the 80s, though, oh my God, talk about an androgynous time. The teased hair, the fucking, like, makeup on dudes, the high cheekbones. Yeah, this video, Romantic Traffic by The Spoons, beautiful. Just amazing. I totally recommend it. Yeah, like I said, it's the 90s that I miss. When I go back and watch 90s movies and stuff, I'm like, yeah, that was the shit. But this video is crazy, man. Like, I wish I could just step into it. I wish I could just spend some time inside that 80s little bubble. So this is Romantic Traffic by The Spoons.
Passes up the head. She's losing.
right, hey, you want to hear something sick? On the way to the bar tonight, I had beer, like this coffee porter, this mocha porter that I bought that was in a Tim Hortons cup, and I left it outside of Tim Hortons. I was gonna go in and buy some shit, so I just put my cup on like a, I don't know what it is, it looks like a big electric like transformer, but it's just outside. Just put it there. And I forgot to get it on the way back. So now it's hours later, and I was on my way home, and I walked by that 7-Eleven, and I saw my cup was still sitting there. And the top was still on, and the little tab was still sealed, and I'm like, I'm almost certain no one fucked with that. Opened it up, make sure there was no cigarette butts or loogies floating in it. This is so sick, but anyway, it's... seems fine, man. So I'm drinking it right now. Gross. This happened to me once in Vancouver in like 2004 or 5. I went to this punk show with my friends Aaron and Derek that was like way, like 2-3 towns over. And when I got there, I had all this booze that I hadn't finished drinking. So it was in like a, just in a plastic, you know, container type, whatever the fuck. So I just tossed it in the bushes. And then when we came out hours later, I was like, wait a minute. And I checked in the bushes and it was there, man. And I just kept drinking it. And we got a ride home that night. We met some people that we knew somehow that like worked at a Value Village, and they drove us back to Vancouver. It was amazing because I don't know how else we were going to get home. I think our initial plan was like to do mushrooms and just stay out all night, which was fucking so stupid because it ended up being really cold. I never did end up doing mushrooms, and I never have. That's sick. Anyways, listening through shit on my fucking MP3 player, and I came across the Cinnamon Chasers. This song called Waiting for the Fire. So good, man. Such a fucking excellent song. So let's listen to that.
Thank you.
Man, between mostly finding this old beer that I left, and a bit of that song helped a bit too, but goddamn, that cheered me up. Holy shit, man. I mean, it's such a fucked up, gross thing to do, to take the old beer that's been there for hours, but like, it totally was fine. Like, literally no one touched it. And I just love shit like that, man. Like, I guess, like, this idea that I'm gonna move, you know, it's a little frightening. Like, if I do move out to, I was thinking of Newfoundland. I think I might want to go there for a little while. And I don't really know anyone. I half know, like, one guy, and that's kind of it. And it's that scary idea of making new friends. You know, it can be tough. The older you get, the tougher it is. But just finding that beer and remembering about that time in Vancouver, like, it just makes life feel like a game. You know, it's just a game. It's just goofing off. It's just fooling around. Like, we are at such a peak in the peaks and valleys of civilization. I mean, like, our lives couldn't be easier in North America right now. It's like amazing, and it's just so great to remember. Like, just don't worry about it. Like, just enjoy it, you know? This big, weird universe and this one little planet, and people happen to be here, and I happen to appear here and just grow here from some weird cells at this one time in this one place where everything is so good. Like, just, man. It just makes me excited to go do stuff, to just go have an adventure, just adventure time, just to not fucking worry about it. Oh, God, I wish I could just maintain that feeling. Like, it's so much better. But it really just comes and goes. Like, it's just ebbs and waves, man, all the time. Oh, I feel that way all the time. Like, God, it's a little windy. This recording really does suck, but even just like, I mean, I started talking about it a bit before, but what I was saying about not knowing myself well enough. Like, I was reading a thing about certain, like, tribes and stuff in different societies where, I mean, I don't know, it's weird to say this about North America in some ways. Like, we're very, like, LGBT knowledgeable and just, it's not like, but I mean, the underlying kind of story of North America is very black and white. It's very man, woman. And then even just gay, straight, like, it's a very rigid delineation where these other societies have like men that are just men. You're like, hey, I'm a man, I like tits, but I also like raising kids and I like looking after a household, and that's the type of person that I am. I don't like to just go out and be manny man. And man, ever since I realized that, I'm like, dude, I think that's just, that makes sense to me. Like, it just takes all these things, like, that I'm not the go out and get a big job and be all cool and go land a chick and get laid and all this bullshit. Instead of feeling like ashamed that I just don't want to do it, it's like, it just doesn't matter, as I'm just not that type of person. I wish we had a little more, I wish that was a little more ingrained in this society, that it was just a little easier to just understand that there are people like that. But even that, like, yeah, I just feel like even just understanding that one little thing has really been kind of helpful. Because I'd have nights like this where I'd go out drinking and just, I mean, I'd be drunker than this, but then on the way home, I just feel bad. Like, just like, I don't know where to go in life. I don't know what to do. And I still don't really know, but I feel a lot less adrift, a lot less just lost at sea. And it's a real good feeling. Like, just, like, I still have these ebbs and swells, these big waves, and I feel one way one day and then another way the next day, but it seems less severe. Like, I feel like it's, the ocean has calmed down. Anyway, there's a song I always think of. If I do get a little too down in the dumps and too, like, self-pitying and wah-wah-wah, there's this song by Alexis on Fire called Old Crows that's just, it's like the anti-nostalgia song. It's like, just quit worrying about it, man. Who cares? You're here now. Think about what you're doing right now. Think about what's going to happen tomorrow. Don't worry about all the shit that happened. It just doesn't matter. It's a real fucking good song, so let's listen to that. Old Crows by Alexis on Fire. Got to the bottom of this beer, by the way. Still no cigarette butts and no loogies. It really was, like, I deliberately placed it out of the way so people wouldn't fuck with it. So, I don't know. I guess I'm still a sick motherfucker, but it's clearly untouched, and I got free beer on the way home. Nicely chilled by the evening air. Alright, here's the lights on fire.
That's when she appears. I grab her by the thighs and I pull a near. But to my surprise, it's just what I fear. Cause when I turn on the lights, there's no one there. And just like that, she's right back. She'll stay the night as long as I play the right track. She likes them lights low, and when she winds slow, I'm buying what she's selling. Ain't no telling where my mind goes. She leaves my mind blown, like old speakers. She always comes and goes, but I never leave her. She's like my favorite cut on replay. She makes them paper cuts go away. I hope she's